Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones, such as they are, if there are any left. And I'm here in the studio with Lady Liberty. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bout Wednesday.
Ow!
Where there's always more than job security here.
Yes.
You know, this was Feast of Trumpets, of course, is still ongoing because we keep waiting for them to see the sliver of the moon, and it keeps not happening. So, you know, talk about the elusiveness of the day.
I think isn't it a week long?
No, it's just a two-day feast.
Well, I thought it could just start on one of 2 days, depending on the sliver of the moon, but then it's like a... I'd have to look at that again.
It's a two-day feast, and it all starts the second they see the sliver of the moon. It won't start until then. And so it's not based on a day. It's supposed to be at the end of the month of Elul, just as a general rule, but of course it didn't happen like that. And so it's, like I said, it's an elusive day, and even if you are generally aware of when it might happen, no one still knows the day
or the hour. It was really interesting because we're watching this, like stellarium, you know, where you can see all the constellations and the sun and the moon anywhere in
3D.
It's a really cool program. So you can place yourself in Jerusalem, and then you're looking at the sky and all the constellations, the moon, the sun, and everything else, as it would appear to someone standing in Jerusalem. And so you could see, it's really interesting because of the scripture, the prophecy about, you know, the woman who's clothed in the sun.
That's right.
And has a child in her. Well, the moon is inside of Virgo, and the sun is right on her shoulder.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that somebody had done some research looking into this, you know, the stars and the sun are signs given to us as signs. So you see this prophecy where, you know, this woman, this virgin is clothed in the sun and is with child. And you have the moon right inside of like where her belly would be. It was kind of cool looking at that. But anyway, just as the sun was setting, the moon was setting right behind it. So it was still too bright out to see that tiny little sliver.
Right, and the moon disappeared right at the same time the sun did. So, I mean, it was like, how did that just happen?
Right.
It's hiding. How does the moon hide in the sun and set with the sun? That's
because
nutty.
Because the Lord has a great sense of humor.
No kidding. Gosh, you talk about anticipation, right?
Yes.
And so we're waiting as of this morning to find out what they've seen. Have they seen it yet?
Yes. Something also very significant developed yesterday, and I'm going to talk about this. I have an audio clip, but somebody just hurled us that much closer, that much faster to World War. Both the Nord Stream 1 and the Nord Stream 2 pipelines were sabotaged yesterday.
Yep.
And right now, I'll get into more of this. Basically, the United States is being blamed. And,
it's not the United States. It's Biden.
It was the perfect setup, right? But, you know, the several different world leaders are saying the United States is behind this. And, you know, it very well could be. But I've got an audio clip from Biden because it's going to be interesting to watch them try to backpedal out of this and say, no, it's preposterous how you could be blaming us for this, but it doesn't matter. Retribution is coming.
That's right. Exactly.
Russia will not let this go without a response.
Right.
And it's going to be the kind of response that the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines being sabotaged were. It's going to be a sneaky something you didn't see coming. It's just going to be a knockout punch from somewhere targeting some critical infrastructure.
That's right. Yeah. And I've got a couple of things that I can add to what you're going to be talking about. And so, yeah there's that. Everything about today is pretty much Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yes.
only from a true perspective and not anything being blamed on Trump for once, you know?
Wow. We'll figure out a way somehow.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, so let's get to the word of the day.
Let's do it.
Then we can dive into the rest of the worldly matters. And so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Revelation 18, verses 1 through 10. And it reads, "After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow, and will not see sorrow. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. The kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her will weep and lament for her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing at a distance for fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour your judgment has come." And that's all.
That's enough.
That's plenty.
Sheesh.
It is. And especially when there's the reference that we just read earlier this week about Babylon being wiped out in the end times.
Right.
And so, of course, that's the same reference here in Revelation as well. I mean, I believe it was Ezekiel that we were reading that out of, or it was Isaiah.
I was just going to say, it's either that or Isaiah. I have to go back and look.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, so we're talking about the fall of Babylon, and who else would that be other than the United States? I mean, we have always been the beacon on the hill. We have always lived luxuriously. We've been the greatest nation on earth.
Well, all the other nations have been made wealthy
because of us.
The United States.
That's right.
And yeah, I've always wondered that. Who could that? Well, there's no other nation on the face of the earth at this point, and even up till now, that could have met the description for the economic prosperity and the worldwide influence.
That's right. And I always wondered that, and I thought it could never be the United States because we'll never fall. Well, lo and behold, I never in my wildest dreams imagined that Americans would allow a communist coup to take place.
Right.
And so, you know, for them to say, well, for the Lord to say, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And it's Babylon is great. Babylon the Great has fallen, has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. No kidding.
Yeah.
Look at the last 2 years with this communist coup.
Right.
They've tried to make it a standard accepted thing for children to play with perverted homosexuals in women's clothes. I mean, you know, that's where this nation has fallen to.
Yes.
And we're still in free fall because our border is still wide open.
Right. As it's planned. And you know, we're also seeing, this is clearly an attack on the West as well, because what they're doing on the southern border. They've been working on Europe for quite some time. And we just last week saw another video of, it was hundreds of thousands. They call it the Convoy of Light, but they're immigrants on foot coming from Arabic nations and African nations, yeah. Almost overwhelmingly, predominantly Muslims, most of them military age, fighting age males.
Right.
That are on foot, and there are hundreds of it looks like a snake. It looks like from 13th Warrior, the snake coming down off the mountain with all right. the torches, right?
Yep.
And that's what it looks like. And they said there are 10 of these such convoys of light, these hundreds of thousands in each group. There's 10 of them coming, and wow. they're heading to Europe, primarily Germany. That's where their first target is, and then they branch out from there. Well, our southern border, the same thing. We've got Venezuela bringing, you know, releasing criminals, hardened criminals to come to the United States.
Yeah, they're emptying their prisons.
By the millions. By the millions, our border is being crossed by people from up to what they said, 108 countries or 116 countries, something like that. And once again, like you, I never would have thought, well, our country could not have ever fallen if we had adhered to the principles that made us exceptional in the first place.
Well, and the electronic voting fraud, you know, if we had,
right.
if people had been aware of that and we could have headed that off, nobody had any idea.
By way of deception, yep. that is how this was done, by a scamdemic that ushered in these emergency measures for voting. An army of demons could have orchestrated this on this scale.
Right. Exactly. And it's not even just it. We're not the only nation that exact thing happened to. It happened to Venezuela.
Right.
It happened to Myanmar. Only Myanmar did a reverse coup, and the fake electronic Dominion systems were being used there too. And that was what caused the coup to happen in the first place. And the woman that was fraudulently elected, she was touting bringing in democracy, and she was a World Economic Forum plant.
Right.
You know, and that's what we're seeing. That is the common theme right now, is the real leaders are being replaced with communist-minding World Economic Forum
right.
people that, you know, they clearly have the agenda to get rid of the real people and to replace them with these globalist New World Order people.
If the billions of citizens around the world would focus on the real enemy and focus the energy against the World Economic Forum and everyone associated with them, we could clean house in a week.
Well, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it seems like all the smaller nations, all of the EU nations, they seem to have figured that out long ago, that they're not going to tolerate any of this nonsense. And they've been hitting hard. And luckily, they've finally hit back with success in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
How fantastic yep. that's looking. I mean, they actually were able to prevent the globalist or World Economic Forum leader from taking over Italy.
Right.
But they prevented it in Italy so far. They prevented it Myanmar.
But in Europe too, I want to say Holland or the Netherlands, one of the two, they rose up against it too. And Spain right now is about ready to, now they're pushing for a referendum for the conservative, with a right-wing extremist fascists, a referendum to pull away from Spain, which is going total Euro, you know,
wow.
goon.
Yep.
So, I mean, the whole European Union is coming apart at the seams
right.
politically.
So, yeah, so I'm just astounded. They have this same blueprint, the same template for every single nation. Everybody's getting replaced through fraudulent electronic voting elections, and their replacement person comes from the WEF, and they are touting democracy and that they're going to, you know, be this peaceful leader, and they're not. They're
right.
they're communist dictators, more or less.
Makes you wonder what type of diabolical plan they have up their sleeve to deal with the Italy problem. You
yeah,
know,
right.
Going right wing on them, nationalists and right. conservatives, and you know all those extremists that are a threat to their democracy.
Well, the fact that the United States fell to that same template.
Yeah, Yeah.
I mean, it's the electronic voting fraud that has basically destroyed the world at this point.
Right.
Wow. That's right. That's astounding.
And now, you know, we're approaching the kind of a transitional phase in the World War III, which, by the way, is underway. We are in World War III. But we're basically kind of like we were in 1938, 39, World War II. We're, you know, it hasn't gone kinetic yet for us completely.
Right.
But I mean, it is definitely underway. And what just happened with these pipelines could be the catalyst. That's the black swan event, the thing that nobody really factored into their calculations that's going to jump everything forward to a whole new level in the conflict.
That's right.
So anyway, we'll go ahead and take a quick break here. This segment is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. It's the podcast with Glenn Tate, Shelby Gallagher, and the website is prepping2-0.com. And we'll be back with more of The Morning Commute right after this. Stay right there.
Yes, the communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party.
The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor.
This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry, a business, some other, any type of venture where you need your website hosted, you want it kept safe and secure, TLC Web Hosting is a Christian Patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt, and they're taking care of hundreds of websites. And they've taken good care of us for several years, and we sure appreciate them. And you will, too. Check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. All right. Now, Sweden. That was the other. I was trying to think of, Denmark, Netherlands, one of those. It is actually the victory of conservative right in Sweden and Italy. The head of the Catalonia region in Spain announced the intention to rehold a referendum on secession from Spain. So, yeah, they're coming apart. real quick, about this Nord Stream 1 and now the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, there's a disturbance. It looks like something you might see at Yellowstone, you know, the bubbling, boiling water. Well, across a kilometer wide area where this gas is coming up from the pipeline. Germany first experienced a massive pressure drop in the pipeline in Nord Stream 2 and then in Nord Stream 1. This is a major economic, this was an economic ace up Russia's sleeves that now has been annihilated. So and this is what Amir Sarfati is saying. With this new discovery of natural gas in Israel and their offer to put a pipeline into Europe so they won't be dependent on Russia, now that bridge appears to have been burned. Right. So at this point, they're blaming the United States on this. Now, it could be, and of course, this person posing as the president of the United States gave them the perfect setup by basically saying, listen to what he says. If Russia, this was in February, early February of this year of 2022, if Russia crosses the border, goes in with tanks and things like that, we're taking out the Nord Stream pipeline. And just listen to this. It's kind of hard to hear. That's not the best audio, but we'll listen to it anyway, and then we'll be right back.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Now, people are trying to spin this, and they're basically trying to say now Russia must have been behind it because they want to escalate the war, right?
Right.
Well, once this is out there, the president, so-called president of the United States, makes the claim that this is what they're going to do, and then lo and behold, now both pipelines are taken out. And of course, it's going to be a matter of time before somebody blames Mossad, because Israel has a vested interest in right. supplying oil.
Right.
So now they're actually blaming Russia. I mean, one side is blaming Russia as they sabotage themselves as an excuse to escalate things. But there you have Biden himself saying, we're going to do this. And so he right. basically just thanks a lot, Biden, because now the retaliatory actions that Russia will, they're not going to let this one go.
Right.
And
so the weird part is that Biden is not America and America is not Biden.
Right.
And so he's playing this checkers game with somebody else that's playing chess, right? And
well, he's playing with somebody else's lives.
And he's causing everybody in the whole nation to be suddenly put at risk by they want to see the United States brought down is what the whole Biden regime, the communist coup in America wants to see happen anyway. So the fact that people are allowing him to stay in place and pretend like he's the real president when legally he ate it. He's the fraudulently elected president.
Right.
He's
not the whole world
even
knows it.
Legitimate. And so why are we still even allowing him to now endanger every single American?
Well, take a look at Ukraine and Zelensky and the World Economic Forum being behind him, all the corruption of these elite swamp creatures from DC and other globalists that have all kinds of investments, energy and everything
That's
else
right.
in Ukraine. Who pushed for Ukraine's NATO membership, which was the red line that Russia said they would absolutely defend themselves if they pushed for that. They basically shoved Ukraine into the lion's den.
Yep.
And it's sad for the people who have suffered because of people seeking their own agenda, their own wealth. Just the corruption. So now they may well have just done that to the United States, the people of the United States.
That's right.
It's infuriating.
It is. And it's like you're saying, the people in each nation that all of these WEF stooges are now, you know, playing games with all of our lives around the whole world and putting everybody at risk. The Germans don't like what's going on. I mean, especially with Biden and Hillary continuing to push more sanctions on Russia, because like here it says Danish Energy Agency puts the energy sector on orange alert, the second highest level, amid the multiple Nord Stream gas leaks, and the authorities in Denmark can't rule out a deliberate act. Breaks in gas pipelines happen extremely rarely, says the director of the Danish Energy Agency. And here in Germany, the thousands of people in the city of Plauen demand an end to the sanctions against Russia and call for the reopening of the Nord Stream pipeline.
Right.
And so here's the problem. The people are not in support of any of this nonsense with
right.
sanctioning Russia. They're like, knock it off. We just want to have our lives, have energy, live a normal life.
And somebody went in and just did something where there's no now you can't go back.
Right.
You can't repair the relationship politically. You can't restore the flow of fuel. They burn the bridge. You can rebuild a bridge, but it extremely high cost, a long lead time, and then who knows? Then when's the next sabotage operation?
That's right.
So, this is most people don't really even realize this happened. They don't understand the significance of it. And now, just yesterday, the Coast Guard off of Alaska.
Yes.
Just right. Encountered, or is it, it's two Russian ships and four Chinese ships. These are naval vessels, about 86 miles, something like that. 86 miles north of Alaska's Kiska Island.
Yep.
So four Chinese, two Russian, within 86 miles of U.S. territory. And anyway, just... these scenarios that we run for training scenarios, like cyber attacks, it might not just be training.
That's right.
And they have probably the most capabilities of just like this. It will be a tit for tat. So nobody can really say definitively who did this pipeline, sabotage. They could do the same thing with the critical infrastructure in the United States with cyber attacks.
Oh, absolutely.
It wasn't us. Yep. Oh, it wasn't us either. Well, you did it. No, I didn't. You did it. And you can't. Matter of fact, with cyber attacks, you can actually make it appear that somebody else did it, another
right.
country,
yep.
So direct the retaliation against somebody else that you don't like or somebody that's expendable.
That and being able to readily fake video, readily fake those CIA masks that anybody can put on.
Those are insane.
That's the craziest stuff we've ever seen.
Yeah.
They can put on a mask that makes them look like the Queen of England, and it's some big guy.
Right.
And so the stuff that they could pull off right now is just mind-blowing. And so the game of whodunit, right?
Right.
And who knows?
Whoever we can convince the most.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll just keep praying for our protection. Pray for his return, his soon return. Get us out of this mess, my goodness.
No kidding.
So you guys all hang in there, keep looking up.
That's
this
right.
is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we just might be here tomorrow morning.
Maybe. All right, you all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.